Well, good morning. It is September 28th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is an exciting day because we finished the long book of 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel 24. We start 1 Kings tomorrow. That will be followed by Galatians chapter 4, Ezekiel chapter 31, and Psalm 79. So let's get into the Word today. Let's finish up the book of 2 Samuel. Final chapter today. 2 Samuel chapter 24. If I can figure out how to open up a book. Second Samuel 24. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go, number Israel and Judah." For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, "Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people." And Joab said unto the king, "Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, a hundredfold, and that the eye of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing?" Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captain of the host, and Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aor on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad and towards Jazer. And then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tahtimhoshi, and they came to Jan Janin and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites. And they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. And so when they had gone through the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." And so Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, "Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemy while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me." And David said unto Gad, "I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hands of men." And so the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arunana, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, "Lo, I have sinned, I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me, and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David, and said unto him, "Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arunna the Jebusite." And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arunna looked and saw the king and his servants coming on towards them. And Arunna went out and bowed himself before the king on the face upon the ground. And Arunna said, "Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Arunna said unto David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt offerings, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood." And these things did Arunna as a king give unto the king. And Arunna said unto the king, "The Lord thy God accept thee." And the king said unto Arunna, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." And so David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And so the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. That was the entire book of 2 Samuel. We just finished the book. Good job to everybody. We start 1 Kings tomorrow. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 today. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of his father. Even so we, when we were children, were in the bondage under the elements of this world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Then because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in the bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have inquired, ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how, through infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at first, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. And where is then the blessedness ye speak of? For I bear you record that, if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and had given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be found in you, I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by the bondmaid and the other by the free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants. For one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren, that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. And so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. That was Galatians chapter 4. Let's move on over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 31. Ezekiel chapter 31 today. Ezekiel 31. Then it came to pass, It came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, Who art thou like in thy greatness? And behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud, and of a high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. And the water made him great, the deep set him on high, with her rivers running round about her plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. And therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of the waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in the boughs, and under the branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under the shadow dwelt all the great nations. And thus was he And thus was he fair in his greatness, and in the length of the branches, for his root was by the great waters. The cedars and the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. And therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, then he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen, and he shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out of his wickedness, and strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains and in the valleys. His branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land and all the people of the earth. They are gone out from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of the heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the water exalt themselves for their height, and neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand in their height, all that drink water, for they are delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men with them that go down to the pit. And thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning, I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the blood thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, and when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice, and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm that dwelt under the shadow in the midst of the heathen. To whom art thou thus like in the glory and the greatness among the trees of Eden? And yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all of his multitude, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 31. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalm 79. Psalm 79 this morning. Psalm 79. A psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have been defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O remember not against us the former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. And wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servant which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoners come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render upon our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Well, amen. That was our reading for September 28th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction on this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But again, thank you all so much for joining me as it becomes more and more like fall out here each and every single day. I know it's all technically fall already, but trees are starting to change, so it's my time of year. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you have given to us, Lord. I thank you so much for each one of my brothers and sisters online. I pray, God, that you would just use this word in our hearts, God. And Lord, I know that as we read of your anger and wrath in the past, and God, how you brought that forth upon the nations. God, it can be somewhat depressing, but Lord, we also understand that this is what happens apart from you. This is what sin causes. We understand that rebellion and sinfulness, they all deserve your wrath, Lord, iniquities, all of these things. And God, that you will not tolerate sin. And God, you didn't tolerate sin. You sent your own Son to pay for that sin upon the cross of Calvary. We thank you so much, God, that you sent Jesus, Lord, that our sins are wiped away. And God, that we stand before you is forgiven. And so, Lord, I just praise you so much for that. Help us to live for Jesus today. Help us to honor him as the God that he is, the Lord of our lives. And Lord, may he get all of the glory, I pray. Pray all this in his name. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.